Hi guys, welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
Hey, I'm Sam.
So it seems like our article for today is about traveling.
哦，我们今天的题目跟旅行有关哦。
Yeah, so Sam, do you enjoy traveling?
喜不喜欢旅游啊？Well, I hate preparing for it, but I do like traveling. 准备工作真的很麻烦哦。不过呢，我想大多数人还是喜爱旅游吧。
That's true. So, what countries have you been to?
不多啦。英国、英国、Portugal、葡萄牙、Spain、西班牙、Italy、意大利、Romania、罗马尼亚，大概就这些了。还好，还好。
Oh, that's really impressive though. Okay, well, I haven't been to Europe yet, but I did visit some states in the US, and I've been to Thailand, Japan, Vietnam, and China.
Wow, Thailand, 泰国 and Vietnam, 越南 must be a good experience. 一定是很美好的经历吧。
Yeah, and if I could, I would love to travel as a job, maybe as a TV host or reporter.
Yeah, that's a good idea. 像是 Tiffany 说的呢，当个 TV host 电视主持人呢，或是 reporter 播报员，确实呢，有可能可以把旅行当成工作哦。
Yeah, well, our friends Ben and Alice went to a popular and fun place in Asia.
Oh, is it Shanghai, 上海吗？ Tokyo, 日本东京 ？Or Angkor Wat, 吴哥窟吗？
Actually, they went to Korea. Have you been?
Actually, yes, 确实有哦 but it was only for like 2 or 3 days. 不过只去了大概两三天，没什么深入的了解了。
Well, we can read our article and learn more about this country then.
Okay, 现在呢，就跟我们一起来了解一下 Korea, 韩国这个国家吧。
The Soul of Seoul.
Look at all these side dishes. There are 3 kinds of kimchi.
I thought we should start our Korean vacation with a nice meal.
It's a little spicy. Can we order something to drink?
Soju is the traditional liquor here, but it's too strong, so we'd better stick to tea.
Right. Oh, this main dish smells so good. What is it?
It's bulgogi, a kind of grilled meat with a wonderful sauce.
It also tastes good. How about we go shopping after lunch?
Of course. The fashionable boutique street is in Myeongdong. That's our first stop.
Great! I need some new clothes.
Trust me, Myeongdong will not let you down.
One power!
Side dish. Side dish.The side dishes for today are seafood salad and tomato soup. The side dishes for today are seafood salad and tomato soup. Strong, strong. My grandfather drinks strong tea to stay awake in the afternoon.My grandfather drinks strong tea to stay awake in the afternoon. Taste, 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 tasted, tasted. Alan tasted different kinds of ice cream before choosing one. Alan tasted different kinds of ice cream before choosing one.Fashionable, fashionable. People admired Audrey Hepburn because she was a fashionable actress. People admired Audrey Hepburn because she was a fashionable actress.
All right, so our article starts off with Alice saying, look at all these side dishes.There are 3 kinds of kimchi. All right, so let's take a look at our first word power word, side dish. side dish. It's a noun, and it's those small dishes on the side of your main meal. So let's say you're eating a hamburger. It'll be boring to eat just that, and you might not feel full enough. So you can order some side dishes, such as French fries or salad. It's usually in a very small portion and helps add something to your dish.
Okay, side dish 这个单字呢指的呢就是主菜旁边的配菜哦。像刚刚 Tiffany 说到呢吃 hamburger 吃汉堡的时候呢如果呢你只吃汉堡可能是不是很无聊呢或是 you might not feel full enough, 吃不饱。这个时候呢你就可以点一些配菜像是 French fries, 薯条或是 salad, 沙拉。课文中呢 Alice 说到呢哎呀快看看哦这些 side dish, 这些配菜哦有三种 kimchi, 泡菜哦。
And here is our sample sentence. The side dishes for today are seafood salad and tomato soup.
Okay, 今天的副餐呢是 seafood salad, 海鲜沙拉和 tomato soup, 番茄汤。
Right. So in most Korean restaurants, you receive a side dish before your main meal. So Alice got three different kinds of kimchi. Yum!
Yeah, 在韩国呢餐厅吃饭的时候呢一定有一些小菜配菜呢跟着主菜一起上相信呢如果你有去吃过韩国烤肉啊或是豆腐锅呢都有这样的经验吧 Alice 呢在吃韩国料理的时候呢则是获得了三样 kimchi 三样泡菜来作为她的配菜啊，好羡慕哦
me too Alright, so the article then continues and Ben says I thought we should start our Korean vacation with a nice meal. And yes, who can say no to food? That's also the first on my list when I visit a new country, that is to eat and try out the local food.
文章呢这一句呢 ,Ben 说到呢我觉得呢我们应该用一顿美味的佳肴 ,a nice meal to start our Korean vacation, 来开始呢我们的韩国之旅。对呀、谁会不想要享用美食呢、相信大家都一样美食绝对是一个到新国家旅行的时候的首要目标吧。
Right, and the article then continues, Alice says, it's a little spicy. Can we order something to drink?Now, when something is spicy, it means that your food has a very strong taste. And you can do that by adding different spices, such as pepper or paprika.
Okay, Alice 呢讲到呢这菜呢有点 spicy, 有点辣哦。我们可不可以点些饮料呢 ?spicy 呢我们可以先从 spice 这个名词开始讲起哦指的是香料像是 Tiffany 刚刚提到的 pepper, 胡椒或是 paprika, 辣椒。所以呢 ,spicy 这个形容词呢自然就是形容说食物呢有很强烈的味道啦。比方说这边说这个菜有点辣很辣这样。
That's right. Okay, so then Ben says,Shouju is the traditional liquor here, but it's too strong, so we better stick to tea. Yeah, I agree because liquor is an alcoholic drink. All right, in Korea, people drink soju, and it's their traditional type of alcohol. In Taiwan, we have gaoliang or weisswein. In Japan, their traditional liquor is sake.But all of those taste very strong.
这边的文章说到 soju, 烧酒呢是韩国传统的烈酒哦但它太烈了所以呢我们还是点茶好了。这边呢它讲到这个 stick to, 这个片语呢是坚持的意思哦。stick 呢作为动词呢有黏的意思哦。所以 stick to something, 黏在什么东西上面哦就是坚持还是要什么东西的意思啦。那课文例句呢 ,we'd better stick to tea, 就是呢我们还是点茶好咯。那例句呢这边也讲到单词 liquor, 酒哦指的呢是像刚刚 Tiffany 说的 alcoholic drinks, 酒精性的饮料哦。在韩国呢有烧酒在台湾呢则是有高粱或是米酒那在日本呢就是大家很熟悉的 sake, 清酒咯要注意他们都很烈哦。
Yeah, and don't drink that if you're a kid because it also can make you feel very...dizzy as
yeah.
well. It's not very good. But strong is our word power word, and it means that the food or drink has a taste or smell that you notice very easily. With alcohol, such as shoju, rice, or sake, they have a very strong taste. When you have a sip, your face kind of scrunches up and you're like, ugh, yuck.
Okay, 单字呢 strong 平常呢我们可能较常用在形容人的身体很强壮啊但是呢这边形容食物啊或是饮料呢形容的是它们强烈的气味呢或是如果是在形容我们刚刚讲的这些酒精性饮料呢讲的可能是它的酒精浓度很高哦这个酒很烈。 像呢我们刚刚讲到那些酒呢，他们都有呢很强烈很特殊的气味，你可能尝一小口就会像刚刚 Tiffany 一样 scrunches up your face， 脸上呢就会有这个扭曲的表情哦。
That's right. So let's take a look at our sample sentence. My grandfather drinks strong tea to stay awake in the afternoon. My grandfather drinks strong tea to stay awake in the afternoon.
OK, 这句话呢就是说我的祖父呢他喜欢喝 strong tea, 很浓的茶哦，让他在下午的时候呢可以保持清醒。
I think I need that as well in the afternoon.
Yeah, maybe a coffee.
Yeah, coffee can do as well. All right, so next in the article, Alice says, Right. Oh, this main dish smells so good. What is it?
Okay, Alice 呢这边就问说啦，这个 main dish 这个主菜呢闻起来很棒啊，是什么东西呢？
Then Ben says, It's bulgogi, a kind of grilled meat with a wonderful sauce.Ah, bulgogi, I know this one. It's like barbecue meat with a delicious sauce, and you can grill the meat. So when you grill the meat, it means you put meat on like a metal plate or a rack, and you put direct heat on it.
Oh, Ben 呢这边就回答他说这个主菜呢就是 bulgogi, 韩式烤肉呢就是一种配上独特酱料的烤肉啦。那这边讲到 grill 这个动词呢，它意思就是烧或是烤的意思，其实呢就像是 barbecue 一样烤肉的意思啊。
Then Alice says, it also tastes good. How about we go shopping after lunch? All right, so here we see our word pair word taste, T-A-S-T-E. It's a verb and it means to have a specific or particular flavor. So food can taste sweet, sour, salty, bitter, or plain. And our sample sentence is,Alan tasted different kinds of ice cream before choosing one. Alan tasted different kinds of ice cream before choosing one.
Alice 呢就说啊，这个烤肉很好吃啊。等一下午餐后呢，要不要去逛街呢？这边单词讲到 taste 就是尝，用嘴巴吃味道的意思哦。这边例句的意思呢，就是 Alan 在决定要拿中回的冰淇淋之前呢，他尝试了各种不同的口味哦。
So let's take a look at our article again.Ben then says, Of course, the fashionable boutique street is in Myeongdong. That's our first stop. All right, so Alice wants to do a bit of shopping, and Ben suggests going to Myeongdong. It's a fashionable boutique street. And when we talk about boutiques, it's a very small shop that sells unique or fashionable clothing.
OK, 刚刚说到呢 ,Alice 想要去逛街，所以 Ben 呢提议说那我们第一站就去明洞啦。他说呢在那边有很多时髦的小店 ,fashionable boutique。Boutique 呢这个单字呢就是贩卖啊这些特别呢或是时尚的衣服啊饰品啊的小店。
Right, and that also brings up our word power word, fashionable, okay?Fashionable, it's an adjective, and when you describe something as fashionable, it means that it's the most current or popular style. For example, fashionable accessories like rings and necklaces are popular now.
OK, 刚刚讲到的单字 fashionable, 当你用 fashionable 来形容某样人事物的时候呢，你是想要表达这个东西呢很入时，跟得上潮流，也就是很时髦很潮的意思啦。Fashionable accessories, 时尚的配件呢 like rings or necklace, 像是呢戒指啊或是项链呢现在都非常受欢迎哦。
Right, and let's take a look at our sample sentence. People admired Audrey Hepburn because she was a fashionable actress.People admired Audrey Hepburn because she was a fashionable actress.
人们欣赏呢奥黛丽·赫本这个女演员呢，因为她是一位非常时髦的女演员哦。
She is definitely a fashionable lady, and I think most girls and women admire her simple and elegant style. All right, so let's take a look back at the article. Alice then says, "Great, I need some new clothes."
Okay, 这边 Alice 就说了，她需要一些新衣服啦。
Yes, and girls can never have enough clothes, and guys as well.
Yeah, 女孩子啊总是少一件衣服 Well, for guys like me, 像我这样的男生呀 Sometimes, 有时候也是啦
Yeah, then Ben says, Trust me, Myeongdong will not let you down. So he thinks that it's a great place to shop. Now I'm very tempted to go.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're so gonna fall in love with Myeongdong. 课文里面呢 Ben 呢就说啊我相信我明洞绝对不会 let you down. 让你失望的 let somebody down 让什么人往下就是让什么人失望的意思哦 OK I believe Ben too I mean Forever 21 H&M 这么多好逛好买我也相信每明洞一定不会让我们失望的啦
Right So Sam shall we look into ticket prices for Korea now?
Yeah totally 我们赶快去查一下全国机票多少钱哦
All that food makes food and shopping really makes me excited
对啊今天文章讲到美食血拼哇好兴奋哦
Yeah Alright so we're gonna take a short break and we'll be right back Alright so Ben and Alice are having a blast in Korea it seems
Okay Ben and Alice 呢在韩国呢 having a blast 度过一段愉快的时光啦
Yeah so let's find out what else they will do in day 2
在 day 2的文章里面呢一起看看他们还有什么精彩好玩的行程吧
Alright don't forget to tune in to day 2 of our show and we'll see you next time Bye
Bye bye
Are you allergic to any drugs?
Are you allergic to any drugs?
Hi there, it's Eunice. 你们有没有吃过一些食物或者是药物之后而过敏呢？过敏的症状有很多种，从轻微的像是皮肤发红发痒到气喘，严重甚至还有可能造成死亡呢。所以看医生的时候，医生一定会问你有没有对哪种药物过敏。像是今天 A Plus 小聚会所教的 Are you allergic to any drugs? Are you allergic to any drugs? 意思是你有对任何药物过敏吗 Allergic 意思是过敏的那对什么过敏我们可以用 Be allergic to 后面加上你会过敏的药物或者是食物比方说像是 Some people are allergic to seafood Some people are allergic to seafood有些人对海鲜过敏这样攸关生死的句子一定要记住哦所以我们就赶快来复习一下吧 Are you allergic to any drugs? A plus 小聚会 See you next time Bye
Are you allergic to any drugs?
Are you allergic to any drugs?
Tic Tac
哦，今天老师教了一个好难的单字哦，就是 attempt 尝试这个字。
那以前教的 try 也是尝试，那差别在哪呢？
try 和 attempt 的确都有尝试的意思，不过他们主要的差别是在于你尝试的事情有多难哦。try 是用在一般普遍的事情哦 ，For example, I will try to finish my report by next week.Or, sorry, but can you try to speak slower? 那很多这个使用的片语以及这个名言其实跟 try 也有相关哦。For example, try your best. Or, if you don't succeed at first, try again. 也就是说如果一开始不成功的话要不断的尝试哦。Try is often used in spoken English to mean to taste food or drink to find out if you like it.也就是说呢，我们可以在 try 后面接食物或是饮料来表示尝尝看，哎，你是否喜欢这个食物的味道，或是这个饮料的味道如何哦。For example, you should try the steak here. It's the best in town. However, if you try to do something, especially something difficult, it's better to use the word attempt. 也就是说 attempt 我们常会用来表示尝试比较难的任务哦。For example,The director attempted to make a great movie and spent 10 years finishing it. Or, the man's dream is to attempt to climb the tallest mountain in the world. Wow.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以如果对你来说尝试这件事很艰难，我们就可以用 attempt to do something. For example, he attempted to swim across the sea.而 try to do something 则是用来表示一般的事情像是 I'll try to remember to bring the book tomorrow
The Soul of Seoul
Look at all these side dishes There are three kinds of kimchi
I thought we should start our Korean vacation with a nice meal
It's a little spicy Can we order something to drink?
Soju is the traditional liquor here, but it's too strong, so we'd better stick to tea.
Right. Oh, this main dish smells so good. What is it?
It's bulgogi, a kind of grilled meat with a wonderful sauce.
Mmm, it also tastes good. How about we go shopping after lunch?
Of course. The fashionable boutique street is in Myeongdong. That's our first stop.
Great. I need some new clothes.
Trust me, Myeongdong will not let you down.
Side dish. Side dish. The side dishes for today are seafood salad and tomato soup. The side dishes for today are seafood salad and tomato soup. Strong. Strong. My grandfather drinks strong tea to stay awake in the afternoon. My grandfather drinks strong tea to stay awake in the afternoon. Taste. Taste. Taste, tasted, tasted. Alan tasted different kinds of ice cream before choosing one. Alan tasted different kinds of ice cream before choosing one. Fashionable. Fashionable. People admired Audrey Hepburn because she was a fashionable actress. People admired Audrey Hepburn because she was a fashionable actress.